Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to grow your network as a leader and minister. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to show up, show out, and show in when it comes to building collaborative efforts and networks with other people in your industry. At the end of this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways to be able to help you directly apply what we talk about today in your own organization and leadership. And every week we come out with a new episode to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential as a leader. We do this by giving you mental and practical tools to be able to help you use within your organization. Let's go ahead and get started with a big thought, and that is the idea of building a network is really about building collaboration. And while I usually go through some more of a rigid form of notes and breaking down step by step, I'm going to talk a little more freely and off the cuff when it comes to today's episode, because a lot of what we're talking about today is going to be about showing up. And that's our very first point, is to show up. In our generational gap from millennials, Gen Z to Gen X and baby boomers. I think it's mainly just Gen X now. But be that as it may, there is this huge idea that we can build collaboration just online. And don't get me wrong, social media is great. I've said that on here before, that social media can be a great tool. It's how we're able to reach, extend our message to others in a very simple and even free way. But there's so much of collaborating and networking that needs to be done in person. And if you do not bridge that gap of showing up in person, you're going to continually feel frustrated as you feel like things are not working for you. And as we talk about today, I want to be clear that when I'm talking about networking, I'm not talking about like this sleazy idea of networking to where you're trying to use other people as a means to an end and where you don't really care about them. You're just trying to use them and it's slimy, it's gross. That's not networking that we're talking about. We're talking about genuine networking that is a collaborative effort to where you're not just building professional relationships, but you're even building friendships in this process. Now, going back to the idea of showing up, you need to attend things in person. I know that there's oftentimes with when you're stepping into leadership roles and when you're stepping into something new, you can feel anxious and nervous about showing up in person. I mean, I get it, but you will not be able to really cause anything to stick or really anything to be real unless you really show up in person. And I'm talking about going to groups and spaces that are in line with whatever your industry is. Of course, I'm talking as a minister, but even when there's other lines of within your organization, you need to show up to things. If it's just church, then go to other church groups and church networks. And most cities have collaborative church networks that you need to show up to. Just here in San Antonio, there's several different groups that of different church leaders and pastors and ministers that meet together. I think that even right now, I'm like a part of like three or more different ones that I will show up to occasionally. And you just need to be able to be seen by others and show that you're a real person that has skin in the game. And another thing about when it comes to this idea of showing up in person to these spaces, that also goes for whatever audience that you're trying to reach. So if say you're a youth pastor and you're trying to extend your ministry into certain schools or whatever, then you need to show up to those football games, to the different sporting events. Like, you need to be able to be seen by not just the students, but by the parents, by different teachers. You have to show that you actually care and you're invested by giving of your time. As an example, for me, I do a lot of work in the recovery space. And I'm a pastor that goes to multiple recovery groups. I go to multiple recovery centers, and I go to even networking events specifically for recovery professionals. And I'm meeting people that are not necessarily within my field. I'm a minister. They're not necessarily in this idea of spiritual space, but I reach out to people within their space. And so I'm showing up to their events and showing support and being collaborative as I'm networking with them. And I'm building these bridges with others to where whenever there is an opportunity, It's not like out of the blue, like, well, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? I've already shown myself to where it feels familiar, to where it feels like, oh yeah, that would be a great idea. You're a nice guy. And I'm familiar. It's all about being able to show who you are in these spaces that you could show up to. So again, whatever the audience is, try to get creative in showing up to those spaces and those events. When it comes to, that's in person, you still also need to be mindful of what you are able to do online. You know, do other people know that you're a leader or a minister? And I'll be the first one to say that I personally don't like social media. I'm not like anti-social media, but I don't like necessarily posting stuff. It takes time. I don't always necessarily and feel too concerned about what people think about me when it comes to social media. But if I'm not active on social media, then I'm not necessarily taking opportunity to be seen by others online when they're just scrolling. Like some moments of great interaction are really when a decision maker or point of contact, I end up adding them on Facebook or following them on Instagram to where we're able to see each other. And all of a sudden they're seeing my content and they start thinking, oh, well, this guy seems nice. He seems like a real person. And now I'm passively building relationship just through that online connection. And I'm making it known what I do. I'm a public speaker. I'm a minister. I work in the recovery space. I help people tap into their hidden potential. I lead a podcast. And I'm putting all this content online and making it clear that I do these things. Y'all dig what I'm saying? Like people shouldn't be surprised when I tell them I do X, Y, or Z. Nor should, same for you, it shouldn't be a surprise that you're this leader or this minister. You want to make it known online to where if someone wanted to just Facebook stalk you or just look at your Instagram, that they would be able to learn exactly what you do within the first second, the first 3 seconds of seeing your bio. You know, that you want to give that first impression right away and make it clear of who you are and what you do. Hey listeners, today I'm reaching out for your support to keep our journey of innovative Christian leadership alive. Every week that we dive into these territories of faith-based leadership, it's made possible because of the contributions made by people who believe in this mission. Whether you want to help us by becoming a monthly supporter or by submitting a one-time donation, you help fuel our discussions on authentic and practical leadership. Your generosity allows us to help other leaders just like yourself harness their creativity for the greater good of our communities and beyond. To support us, please visit homerhargrove.com and look for the support section. It's quick, and it's easy, and every bit of it helps us make a greater impact for Christian leadership. Thank you for being a part of our mission. Now, let's get back to today's episode. Now, the next thing is to show out. And that is volunteering yourself and services in support of others. Now, this is taking like an extra step. This is, going a little bit early and offering to help move chairs around. When you offer volunteerism, you are highlighting yourself from everybody else. Most like network luncheons is everyone shows up just in time to eat. They talk a little bit during, they talk a little bit afterwards, and then they leave. And then the event planners are moving everything around before and after. If you show up early or stay late and offer to help, you will be remembered. People appreciate that. And whether it's that or even offering to do something for somebody, like for me, if you guys have seen online, I've offered even speaking. There's been plenty of speaking engagements I've had to where I've offered my services for free, and they're so great. Oh, wow, thank you so much. And while I normally would want to be paid for these things, I'm trying to collaborate and build network to where like, yeah, I can speak at that event for you. I can share a devotional. I could do this. I could do that. And I'm offering myself in support of what others are doing. And the same goes for that kind of interaction online. Like try to hype some other people up online. Again, social media is like my weakest point, but being able to go onto other people's pages and when they're making an event or when they're saying something, of just trying to be a person to like and comment, because people look back on that as silly as it sounds. People look at that and they think like, oh, they liked it. Like it just is this, again, this online stuff is passive building. You must know that. Do not try to lead with online. That's the passive background stuff. You have to lead in person always. And when you don't, it's going to be weird and it's not going to work out very well. It's just going to be weird. Don't do that. You want to lead in person, be a real person alive in front of them, and then passively build things online. So hype them up, show out for them, and support whatever it is that they're doing, others are doing, so that you are being, again, seen and supported by them. You will be highlighted in comparison to others. And then finally, show in. This is where you invite people into your space. You know, so oftentimes we get almost selfish-minded to where we want people to ask us to do X, Y, or Z. We want people to give us an opportunity. But consider whatever you got in offering them to come to you and say, oh, do you think that you could come into our group and share this or share that? And build, offer the type of collaboration and opportunities that you would like to have, but you offer it to others with whatever space you have. And be with that, be mindful of who you're asking. Like if you're like a youth group with 10 kids, maybe it wouldn't be a great idea to necessarily ask like the CEO of a major company in town to come and share with your youth group. I mean, if they're down for that, then great. But like try to best match the level of impact that you have. You get what I'm saying? Like you could go a little bit up or a little bit down, but you don't want to make people feel like they're wasting their time by asking a high level leader or a high level person to come to your group if it's still growing. It's not to belittle your organization. It's not to belittle what you're doing, but it's more so an idea of respect, respecting their time and kind of like waiting to earn that type of insight. You get what I'm saying? And again, if they offer themselves, then great, hell yeah, do it. But again, you don't want to, in a sense, over-promise and then under-deliver. Because if you've ever been asked to speak somewhere or share somewhere or go support something, and you show up and feel like, oh, like this is a lot smaller than I realized, it's not necessarily a good feeling, and it's not that it's bad, but you just don't want to leave that kind of impression on them. You want to make someone feel the way you would want to feel and feel like they got a great opportunity or that they had this great collaborative effort. Just try to match your level. Try to match where you're at in that. Again, it's not like a legalistic rule. Just try to be close to it. All that being said, what we're talking about is to be collaborative in growing your network. The most important thing is to show up in person. It is great to have online ministry. That's a real thing. But in person matters most. Real people are in front of you. Is there plenty of people that are ministered to online? Yes. Is there plenty of networks that are able to happen virtually? Yes. But the most meaningful ones, the most impactful ones are in person. Do not imagine that you could skip that part. You need to be there in person. Let's have some takeaway. Number one, look through your local community and try to find something to show up to this month, whether it's a church ministry thing or an organizational thing, whether it's with an audience that you're trying to reach, whatever it is, find a group or a meeting, something that you could show up to that is outside of your current network that you could go and participate in. Number two, show out. Whenever you are there, try to volunteer yourself. Try to be helpful in giving some type of benefit to you of being there, to where people are leaving thinking like, wow, I'm glad they came. And be supportive in showing out for whatever it is you're participating in. And number three, try to find an opportunity to show in. Now, on this last point, I want to say, do not, if you invite somebody in with barely knowing them, it can come off sleazy. You want to know people for at least a week, you know, sometimes even a month, maybe even a year. depending on the level of relationship. So on your first meeting, the first group that you attend, you don't want to make that the space that you're trying to invite people in or expect people to invite you back. It doesn't give a good impression. You want to go a couple times before you start inviting people into your space. I hope that makes sense. All that being said, I'm so grateful for you being a part of today's episode. I hope that it was meaningful and edifying to your leadership. Could you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It would help me out and help others to be able to see this show in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.